Vice President Biden reconvening his debt task force today in the hopes of a compromise before the August 2nd debt ceiling deadline. David Walker is former U.S. Comptroller General, founder of and CEO of the Comeback America Initiative, joins us on set. David, good to see you once again.
Good to be back.
You think they are making some headway?
I know they're making some headway. You know, they're talking about specific areas of spending. They've identified a number of areas where they have some agreement. The real key is what's the end game? You know, in my view, they're going to have to agree on a level of spending for 2012 because there's not going to be a joint budget resolution. They're going to need to agree on some specific cuts, including mandatory spending and potentially tax expenditures, to have some credibility and to get the kind of numbers they're talking about. But more importantly than all of that is that we need to bring back tough statutory budget controls. We need to bring back paygo rules that don't have trillions of loopholes. We need to bring back tough but realistic discretionary spending caps that don't exempt defense and other security spending. And we have to start having debt to GDP targets with automatic default mechanisms if they fail to act. You know, spending cuts and temporary revenue surcharges.
So tax increases or surcharges.
Well, let me clarify this. This is a very, very important point. We need to have a default that says that here's our debt to GDP target starting on September 30, 2013. If you hit it, you don't have to do anything. If you don't, then there's a default, three quarters spending cuts, one quarter temporary revenue surcharges. It's not necessarily a tax increase because the objective is to avoid the default. And so then the parties can go to the American people with their vision of the role of government, how to solve the financial problems. But what we can't allow is for nothing to happen if they fail to do their job.
You mean 2012 we'll sort this out? Is that?
I think what's going to happen is as follows. The only thing big that's going to happen.
In the election, I mean.
I think the only thing that's going to happen big is this debt ceiling limit deal. All right? Then the parties are off to the races for the 2012 elections. They're going to make their case to the American people about the role of government, how to solve the problem. What we need to have, Joe, as a supplement to what you know, the parties are going to do and the candidates are going to do, we need to have a meaningful citizen education engagement and campaign where the facts, the truth, the tough choices, so no matter who wins, they can start making.
That's where you come in.
You need more efficient. We need to go back to what President Clinton did with AARP, with America Speaks, with the Concord Coalition, myself and others. In preparation for Social Security reform, we would have had Social Security reform in 1999, but for the blue dress incident. We need to learn from history, learn from others, and move forward.
Okay. Yesterday, we had Pawlenty on.
Yeah.
It was yesterday, wasn't it? Did you see his plan?
I have not read it yet.
All right,
let's just put it this way. It's not credible based upon
really?
What I've heard. Yeah,
okay, because
right,
I asked him yesterday. I said, okay, because I saw it first, and it was like, all right, 10%, nobody pays anything to 50. And then 10% for up to 50, and then 100 for couples, and then 25% above that. But you get to keep your housing deduction and the mortgage deduction. You get to keep everything. And because we cut taxes on capital gains and dividends to zero and cut the corporate tax rate, we get 5% GDP growth for 10 years, and all this money comes in from around the world and creates all these jobs. Now, I talked to him about it yesterday, and also an 18% down from 20 on what Romney, what is that a debt to GDP? What is that, the 18%?
I have not read the
full debt to GDP. So you're saying not credible at all?
What I've heard.
Is that a chicken in every pot?
It doesn't pass a straight face test.
We've heard,
which means it's totally unrealistic with regard to assumptions.
Because you got to raise, you can't
get
taxes.
You can't get 5% of GDP growth. Cut me a break. I mean, I just came from the Yale CEO summit yesterday at the New York Stock Exchange, and the discussion is that whether or not we're going to do better than 2% long-term GDP growth based upon the path that we're on. The number one issue they're concerned about is the possibility of a U.S. debt crisis. The second issue that they're concerned about is the possibility of a double debt recession. Everything's a distant third. Look, I know the numbers backwards and forwards. You have to make sure it makes economic sense, is socially equitable, is culturally acceptable, and politically feasible. And what he put out does not meet that
test.
Do you think,
we've heard, obviously, data over the past few weeks has been miserable. The chairman of the Fed yesterday says that fiscal tightening will be self-defeating in some way, right? Do you feel like you are racing against time before economic data gets so weak that nobody's going to want to cut anything?
Look, I think we need to recognize that we have a short-term challenge and we have a structural challenge, and that we need to make progress on both. We actually need to think about making some targeted investments, about real investments, okay, with regard to critical infrastructure, alternative energy, things of that nature, in the short term in order to try to help create a better future, deal with unemployment and a variety of other issues.
But you don't think a political window for what you've been trying to achieve for a long time, you don't think that window is closing?
Oh, I think we've got to do something with the debt ceiling limit. We have to raise it, but it's got to be in exchange for certain tangible things that will send a signal to our lenders, the American people, and that will force them to be able to put the 88% of spending that has not been on the table, and comprehensive tax reform. We've got to have it. We have an abomination of a system.
In the end, will Moody's or S&P ever have to downgrade?
They're a lag indicator.
Yeah.
You know, the fact of the matter is they did a great job with regard to subprime mortgages.
Yes, stellar.
And the fact of the matter is the same factors that existed for subprime mortgages exist for sovereign debt. A disconnect between who benefits from prevailing practices and who's going to pay the price if it burst. Too much debt, not enough focus on cash flow and off-balance sheet obligations. A failure to act until there's a crisis at the doorstep, et cetera, et cetera. It's crunch time.
Yeah.
It's time to make some
tough
choices.
Where's he supposed to be, Senator?
Connecticut, Lieberman's old seat.
Well, I'm being recruited, but just because you're being recruited doesn't mean you're going to do it.
By the Republicans or by the Democrats?
By the Republicans. I was Republican 21 years.
What you just said about Pawlenty? They just pulled that.
Well, listen, you know, I was a Republican for 21 years. I've been an independent for 14 years. You know, the fact is it's time for tough choices. It's time for tough choices.
You said
go like this. Say it like that with your fists. It's time for tough. So are you announcing?
Here we go.
Ow, that's a terrorist fist bump. Are you announcing?
No, I'm not announcing.
What did you just say? It's time for tough choices. Did that not sound like
that? No, I'm talking about the country, man.
But are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it.
You are?
But thinking about it means thinking about it. It doesn't mean leading one way or the other. Well, there are several Democrats that are announced. You know, Chris Murphy, Susan Bisewitz, I think Michael Tong.
It's not like he knows what's going on up there.
The answer is career politicians who are very liberal. So,
Well, what can we do to help focus your decision-making?
Well, candidly, right now, I'm focused on the Comeback America initiative. I'm focused on the debt ceiling debate. And I'm focused on tonight I leave for Portugal for my 40th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Do you really? Right. Where are you going in Portugal?
Well, I'm going to go to Lisbon and Porto and Fatima and a few places. But, you know,
nice.
And Portugal's also, I could do some research. You know, they're ahead of us.
Yes.
So I can try to get a sense of, you know, what the early warning indicators are.
Right. They elected, they've thrown the socialists out already. So they are a little ahead of us.
Yeah.
We've still got that in front of us. There you go.
Good to see you, David. Have a great time.
Great to be with you guys.
All right. Enjoy.
Take care. Good.
David Walker.